night.
It's dangerous right there.
Yeah, I know. But saying about 18 to 22, the Badgers starters are upperclassmen, okay? So those upperclassmen have had three head coaches, been through COVID. Many of them have had to deal with injuries, adversities, different things. Many of them have had multiple position coaches.
Yeah.
You just...
That's a good point, too.
You wonder if these guys that, you know, the junior class, the senior class, the ones that Northwestern leaned on a little bit more, this group just, you know, not that you check out. You don't. You can't. But, man, how much gas do you have left in the tank?
Gone through a crazy amount, and those guys that were here last year, like you said, and they've had three head coaches in the last year and a half. And 262 says, if they'll inherit a losing program, no, but he inherited a program that was good enough to get a coach fired midseason last year.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I mean, is that blunt enough for you? This is not a program that has struggled consistently, but it's one that was on a downward trend that was worrisome enough for most of the same people on this text line last year to be blasting us through the first 5 weeks that there's got to be changes. There's got to be changes. Well, now you got your changes. Now you got to be able to see them through. And it's going to take more than 10 games.
You know, and that's the beauty of sports fans. We always love their passion and everything else. You and I sat in the same spot last year after they were flat out embarrassed by Illinois.
Yep.
Embarrassed by Illinois. And it was shortly thereafter, decision was made that the program needed to go into a different direction, right? But it wasn't made by a university president. It wasn't forced upon them because there was allegations of this or different things like that. It was done by someone who was a former player.
Yeah.
Who knew the program, a highly successful player who played here, who knows culture, knows what Wisconsin football is like and what it needs to be to be successful.
And that one right there was that he felt like there needed to be a shift.
Yes.
In that. So as much as people that did and are frustrated and want more of what Wisconsin football used to look like.
Right.
The guy you just mentioned was the one that said, yeah, but if we're going to get this better, make this better, we're going to have to make it look a little different.
We hired, at that time, the college football coach of the year. The best of the best. That's the commitment the university made to you as fans, as season ticket holders, as boosters, as alumni, as to players. We went out and got the best guy for this job. Is this where we want to be tonight? Nope, not. But I believe that Luke Fickell has not become a bad football coach overnight.
No, I don't think so.
I don't believe that Phil Longo suddenly, who made Drake May and some others in his career great quarterbacks, made offenses cook, I don't believe he suddenly lost his stuff.
No, okay? I don't think so either. That they're in a position right now where they're turning over and getting guys that fit what they do. And I see another one here that great coaches work with the players that they have and get the best out of them. I think they've gotten the best out of the guys that they have right now. Right now they have not played well enough in the last 2 weeks, and that's remarkably concerning. But at some point, I heard a video that the university released of Fickell. One of his speeches throughout the week was intrinsic motivation. You can't, as a coach, understand what makes every single player. Your job is to know what makes them tick, what brings the best out of them. You can't make them be the best version of themselves every morning.
No, that comes from within. Yeah, that comes from within. So, deep breaths, everybody. Badgers fall tonight to Northwestern by a score of 24-10. We'll have some final thoughts as we continue our local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show live from the set here at Union South. And this is Badger Football from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, It means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
At Crystal Farms, farm and family are at the heart of everything we do. It's why we source our dairy from family farms across the Midwest, and why we're proud to have a place on family dinner tables all over the heartland. For any family that cares about giving the best to those close to them and the farmers who help put food on all of our tables, we proudly offer Crystal Farms cheese. Crystal Farms, for farm and family. Learn more at crystalfarmscheese.com.
From Dane to Bold.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Choosing where you get your mortgage is important. You may be a home buyer looking for mortgage options, or a homeowner looking for a home equity line of credit. That's why you should consider a trusted partner, like Members Advantage Credit Union. They can provide low and competitive rates and closing costs with free and easy pre-approval. Visit MembersAdvantageCU.com to learn about home loans or home equity options. That's MembersAdvantageCU.com. Members Advantage Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
Quality Foods makes Thanksgiving meal planning easy. Get your Thanksgiving dinner from Quality Foods on Baker or West Grand Avenue. Complete heat and serve whole turkey or turkey breast dinners with mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, cranberry relish, green bean casserole, roll, and even choice of dessert. Now simply just reheat and serve. Voila! Thanksgiving dinner is done while supplies last. Call ahead by November 20th to order. Thanksgiving dinners and the fixings from Quality Foods Baker in West Grand and Wisconsin Rapids. Get the details at qualityfoodswisrapids.com.
When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Back of the set one final time here in the Badger Football Postgame Show. Tim Scott, Bill Schmidt, stations. Let's pause 10 seconds for an ID, 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Badger Football from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Quick spin around the Big Ten tonight. Ohio State first quarter at home leading Michigan State 14-0. Michigan beat Penn State today 24-15. Iowa now 8-2 in the season, 5-2 in the Big Ten. Billy, they get more than 20 points, 22 to be exact. Shut out Rutgers in Iowa City 22-0. Couple of wild games today. Illinois knocks off Indiana 48-45.
Man.
And how about Purdue today at home? They school Minnesota 49-30. Also Maryland over Nebraska today by a score of 13-10.
Yeah, walk-off field goal in that one, and then the boat gets docked in West Lafayette. That's a fantastic outcome. We like seeing that. And we like the fact that two teams left on your schedule, both coming in with L's. Next week's going to be very fun, Tim. I mean, anytime it's Camp Randall under the lights, it's going to be a good time. But you got two teams that each need the game for a bowl. Both teams with first-year head coaches that were big-time hires. And both understand what a bowl game means for their program and for how much development time they need.
I mean, listen, we know there's a lot of angst right now in Badger Nation.
And understand it.
Yeah, we get it. I mean, we're not happy about doing this. You know, I mean, we enjoy this, but we're not happy about doing shows like this. But the reality is right now this football team is just not very good right now.
No. No, right now they're not.
They're not. I mean, that's the reality of it. We can point to this. We can point to that. We can point to that. But, you know, in the end, we don't know. We don't know why they're starting slow. We don't know, you know, who's going to step up and make a play for them. Only they know. Mm-hmm. And it has to start tomorrow at practice.
Yeah.
It has to.
It really does. And that's where, I mean, tomorrow is going to be tomorrow is a day, Tim, that I would not want to be in that building. I do not know that I would want to be in that building.
And you said the same thing last Saturday,
which is
unfortunate, right?
Yeah, it really is. And it's wild that we're right back here again. But this is these are some of the growing pains you go through when you overhaul two very, very different schemes, very different systems. And you also mentioned it, that on defense, they got one guy that is as close to an elite playmaker as there is in this game, and that's Hunter Waller. But when he's a safety and he's your leading tackler, that doesn't usually bode very well.
No. I mean, it's, you know, we've talked about this in the you guys have talked about it during the week. You know, we've lived in Wisconsin. We lived in this golden age for really the last almost 25 years.
Yeah, my whole life.
All of our teams have been competitive,
uh-huh.
right? And when guys like me who are in their mid-50s talk about when teams suck, you guys look at us like, old man, get on your porch.
Yeah.
You know, get off your porch.
I don't want to hear this story. Tell me a better one.
Right. Well, if you kind of look at the landscape right now, all of our program, all of our teams
uh-huh.
are going through transition right now. So it's all kind of like, can't we catch a break? Well, let's hope next week it starts against Nebraska.
Start watching hockey and start watching more volleyball. And then we
there you go.
Get
good
more
point.
Positive.
Good
Fired
point.
Up here in the set when they turned on volleyball. Everybody's excited here now.
That's a good point. By the way, real quick as we head out of this one, a quick tip of the cap, as Brian Posick likes to say.
Yes.
To Diane Nordstrom. Been involved in the athletic department for years, was a former athlete here. She and I went to the same high school.
Let's go.
Melrose Mindoro High School.
Come on now.
Little bitty school in the western part of the state. Anyway, Diane's been here much longer than I have. But tonight is her last game with John Adias doing volleyball.
Oh, congratulations.
Diane has been a big part of the athletic department for years here at the UW. So just a tip of the cap to Diane Nordstrom and all the things she's done over the years. And just an awesome, awesome lady. And once a Mustang, always a Mustang.
Diane.
There you go.
Let's go. Mustang to Badgers. What's
there, you
than that?
There you go. There you go. So here's the deal. Billy and I are going to mix it up for a little bit longer.
Grab a little ice cream to make that feel better.
Yeah. We're going to continue here in Madison on 1310 WIBA, our flagship, and in Milwaukee on 97.3 The Game. For the rest of you, you can hear us. If you can't catch those signals on the iHeartRadio app, just search for any of those radio stations. You'll find us there. We're going to hear a bit from Luke Fickle. He's in at the media. We'll be inside the locker room more with Mike Keller as well as we try to make sense of this tonight. But it's awfully hard. The Badgers lose by a score of 24-10, now 500 on this season at 5-5. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield, under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. Alongside Bill Smith, this is Tim Scott reminding you to join us next Saturday. It's a night game at Camp Randall. Getting excited about that.
Can't wait.
As the Badgers take on the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Once again, your final score here tonight, 24-10. The Badgers fall to Northwestern. And this is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger football has been brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Favit Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival,
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Quality Foods makes Thanksgiving meal planning easy. Get your Thanksgiving dinner from Quality Foods on Baker or West Grand Avenue. Complete heat and serve whole turkey or turkey breast dinners with mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, cranberry relish, green bean casserole, roll, and even choice of dessert. Now simply just reheat and serve. Voila! Thanksgiving dinner is done while supplies last. Call ahead by November 20th to order. Thanksgiving dinners and the fixings from Quality Foods Baker in West Grand and Wisconsin Rapids. Get the details at qualityfoodswisrapids.com.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King. Israel says Palestinian reports that accuse its troops of attacking and cutting off Gaza's largest hospital are false. The BBC's Paul Adams is in Jerusalem.
The Israelis say, no, our fight is not with the patients and the staff of these hospitals or with the civilians who are sheltering around those places. Our fight is with Hamas, and it is our belief, and the Israelis have presented some evidence to support this, that Hamas are using these facilities as cover in the course of this war.
So the U.S. has confirmed the Israeli claims, but says Israel should move cautiously. Dr. Mohammed Obeid with Doctors Without Borders says the situation at Al-Shifa Hospital is dire.
There is no electricity, actually. There is no water. There is no food.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has shot down talk of a current Palestinian government playing a role in Gaza after the war, saying, quote, there won't be a civilian authority that educates their children to hate Israel, to kill Israelis, or to wipe out the state of Israel. The U.S. military says one of its aircraft has crashed in the eastern Mediterranean during a training operation. A statement says there's no sign of hostile action. It doesn't say how many people were aboard or what happened to them. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. With 6 days until a possible government shutdown, House Speaker Mike Johnson has made a proposal that may sound very familiar. Bloomberg congressional correspondent Eric Wasson.
This is an interesting development for Speaker Johnson, who's a darling of the conservative right in the House. Many expected him to go along with the conservative demands for immediate spending cuts. This could basically end the honeymoon period that he's enjoyed since being named Speaker after the ouster of Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy was ousted for putting a very similar bill, a 48-day, basically strings-free stopgap bill on the floor.
The House returns to work on Monday. Former President Donald Trump was a TV star in the boardroom. Now he wants to be a star in the courtroom. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Donald Trump's criminal trial here in Washington in the 2020 election conspiracy case is set to begin March 4th. There are no cameras permitted in federal courts nationwide, but a media organization has filed a motion seeking to allow them in this case, and Trump has signed off, saying every person in America and beyond should have the opportunity to study this case firsthand.
On this Veterans Day, President Biden has spoken about their bravery and dedication at Arlington.
Our veterans are the steel spine of this nation. And their families, like so many of you, are the courageous heart.
This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast tonight with a chance for scattered showers. Lows around 35. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 54 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 38.
Da-na-na.
Cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I've been down this road before, and I think I've run this race. Another hope dashed to the floor, but I'd do it all again. It's insane, insane. Heard it time and time again. Yes, I've been told there is no way. Close my ears and fix my gaze. Yes, I will claim my prize.
Relax. It's okay. It's great local music.
Want to party to and from the next Packers or Bucks home game? Want to rent a party bus or 360 photo booth for a wedding, birthday, or special event? Call Gabriel the promoter today at 414-944-1704. Rent Hercules, the full-size party bus with lights, sounds, and dance floor to transport the party to the party. The best 360 photo booth in Madison is also here with Gabriel the promoter. Check out all social medias at Gabriel Promotes or give him a call directly. That's Gabriel the promoter at 414-944-1704.
You can read the reviews. Excellent service, outstanding food, fun environment. But why not enjoy Fajitas Tapas and Bar in Middleton yourself? Fajitas Tapas and Bar is open 4 to 10 Monday through Thursday, 11 to 10 Friday and Saturday, 4 to 9 Sunday. And though new, it's already a top 10 pick on Yelp. Find your unique flavor and fresh ingredients at Fajitas Tapas and Bar on the corner of Parmenter and University, downtown Middleton. Call 608-203-8048.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Urgent pleas from doctors at hospitals in Gaza targeted by Israeli airstrikes. Dr. Mohammed Kandil of Nasser Hospital.